Hey now, this is Central Division. I'm David Coggins with my good friend Michael Williams, coming at you from New York and LA. Today we take your questions on Central Division. Stay tuned. Hey, Michael.
Hey, David, what's up? Good to see you.
Nice to see you. I'm back in New York City.
Good for you. Good to have you back on home turf. You know,
for the first time in 4 months.
We all get the Instagram alert once you're in your apartment. You know, I know.
It's partly because I'm still have work to do on my book, and that's the easiest way to procrastinate. Partly because
how's it coming? I thought you were supposed to have turned it in already. For those following along at home,
yeah, exactly. Well, most of it's in. I got an extension on two chapters because I had to do some last minute travel. That's why I was in Montauk. That's why I was in Maine. So those chapters are due in a week, basically. So
the rest of it you turned in.
Yeah. So that was nice. But I see the finish line.
Nice. Good.
Yeah.
It's hard when you're doing a book about fishing and you could theoretically be working on the book out exactly. Fishing, which is kind of a problem.
We call it reporting when it's for a book. It's fishing if it's not for a book, and it's
in the business for a book. That's what we call it.
But it's definitely an absurd situation. We'll see what happens in a months when it starts getting closer. How are you doing? You're not in LA though.
I'm not in LA.
I'm going to be very official about where we are. It's Sunday afternoon in New York and you're in California somewhere in the South.
Yeah, I'm in the Coachella Valley. I'm still here. Going back and forth, and it's interesting because it's almost, you know, 110 every day during the day.
Yeah. Please say this is dry heat. It's a bit of a lie.
It is better being a dry heat than being like the swampy, you know, July in New York in the subway, right. Which I can't take. I can take the desert heat, but it's overwhelming. It's like winter, you know, it becomes like you can't go out for like a big part of the day. But I see the weather, you know, I see the 10-day forecast. It's coming. It's going to be really nice. And that's when it's wonderful to be, you know, near Palm Springs and whatever.
Yeah. The 10-day forecast is looking good. That's when you know that it's tough, when you're like, in 8 days, it's going to be fine.
In 8 days, high in 99. It's not going to be too
exactly.
bad.
Exactly. Double
digit. That's the truth.
So what does that mean that you're like kind of, if you go out and about, it's got to be really early in the morning or after?
Yeah, you can go out until 11. It gets hot then. And then once the sun goes down, it's comfortable outside. Mm. So we do stuff in the morning and stuff at night, and then eventually it'll be just really nice all day. But
yeah,
you know, if you're going to go out, you want to go in the morning. Exactly. But I can't complain.
No, you can't. So we're going to do some listener mail, if you can believe such a thing.
Q&A.
Q&A, yeah. I feel like it's good to hear what...
Most of it's from your father. It's mostly your dad sending in letters.
My dad wants to know, David, when is your book going to be finished? How long are you going to be living in the West Village in that small apartment? Wait, what?
David, my iPhone is saying that there's no storage left. What do I do?
No, you once fixed his iPhone storage. And
on the fly.
On the fly, and he was really excited about it because it meant he could take as many photos as he wanted, because at that point he was on a one-in, one-out policy. So every time he took a picture, he had to delete one, which was very hard for him. So
If I remember correctly, the fix was, and this is a kind of a random thing, it's always like your text messages or your iMessage archive going back to infinity. That's right. Always like a giant use of storage. So you got to clear that out, turn that exactly. Factor off.
Clear out that storage.
Let's go through mail. We're going to talk menswear, media, all that stuff that we're supposed experts in.
Supposed being the key word. So this first question is from Tony, and he wants to know where we see, quote, menswear media going, especially with our perspective as two guys experimenting with Substack and bundling models. So you got into Substack first and moved ACL over into the newsletter. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah.
What made you do that?
What made me? I think the blog format, blog format is great if people, I don't know, I guess if they actively go there to read it. And that was the sort of clincher that made blogs really personal, is that, you know, and the traffic would kind of naturally go there. Like you'd wake up in the morning. It was, it worked with everyone's habits at that moment. And, you know, you'd have bookmarks, you'd go visit the five sites, which sometimes I still actually do. But a lot of times I actually use Feedbin for most of my stuff. So I just go through Feedbin, and Feedbin's like that RSS aggregator. And I think that was interesting about blogs, and I think in the last 5 years, and I talked about this on my podcast with Will Welch, actually GQ editor in chief, the way that social media and traffic flow changed, everything became about like social flow, right? Like you're only sort of seeing stuff that you see on Twitter and Instagram. I think that affected how just like people were consuming blogs. And then, I don't know, for me, I think it was a little bit different than everyone else, because I was sort of worn out from doing it. And I'd spoken about this a little bit, but the blog format becomes overwhelming because it's infinite. And you could, you know, I think the idea was you try to post as much as you can because you want to drive as much traffic as you can. And to me, that eventually became overwhelming to the point where I felt like if I did a story, then I just have to pivot to doing the next story, or just immediately shift my focus to getting into the next thing. And then it's like, am I actually doing stories that I go back to and feel really good about, or I feel like they're quote unquote reported well or whatever. And I felt like they weren't being that, and I was just doing stuff to do it. And to me, it just, I got burned out of that idea. So eventually when Substack and the idea of a newsletter sort of came into my head, which I'd seen mostly from following all these tech people on Twitter and just everyone talking about it sort of in the tech world, I thought, oh, this could be interesting, just because it's not as the email format's not as easy to corrupt by social media platforms. I mean, Google can still kind of mess with it with the Gmail inbox and whatever, but it's passive. So you don't have to go to the site to see it. If you don't want, it just gets sent to you. So, and it becomes, and I think you feel this way too, it becomes just very intimate because you know, you're speaking to people that have sort of double opted in, right? And so, you know, like they want to see it, and you're kind of have your people in front of you that are interested in it. And to me, that became, you know, that campaign pretty compelling on its own, just knowing that people are really into it. And I don't know, newsletters feel like blogs at a certain point. I mean, I feel it very much like that. It's like, it's this moment again for blogs, which is cool.
It's interesting. I wonder if there's also a moment where at one point we thought, oh, we wanted as many people to see something as possible, right? The largest audience possible. And then now we're moving away from that towards a more targeted, connection. So you don't want to read something as general interest. You want to read, oh, I'm looking to this person for this thing, or this person for this tone of voice. And so maybe people are less likely to go to one site to find out about 20 things, and more likely to go to 20 sites to find out about one specific thing.
Yeah. And niche focused publication is obviously, I think, more compelling at this point too. We talked about this too with Will. You know, I think the idea of general interest, anything, is tough at this point. And, you know, I think like if you're into tailored clothing and there's someone that writes about tailored clothing really well, you know, if that's you, David, and you're into fishing and your Venn diagram overlaps really well, then I think that is very powerful. And that to me is then worth like really investing in, because it's something like highly tailored to your interests, which I think is difficult to find, even though we all live in this curated universe of news and media, right? Mm. It's like we want, you know, I look at Twitter, you know, as an example, just, and I see people, you know, saying sort of crazy stuff on Twitter, and it's hard to resist like unfollowing those people, or, you know, I'm talking crazy stuff that maybe you disagree with on a political level or whatever. And I advocate, you know, it's important to consider other people's viewpoint so you can actually understand. So we can bridge that empathy gap. You've been listening to a free preview of Central Division. To hear the rest of this episode and to read all of our stories, go to centraldivision.substack.com to learn more. Central Division is a newsletter and a podcast from David Coggins and Michael Williams, where we talk about men's style, travel, wine, fly fishing, and other topics that interest us. You can read the newsletter and listen to the rest of the podcast at centraldivision.substack.com. Thank you so much.